Turks jailed for killing boy whose drowning sparked 2015-16 migrant crisis. By Jack Montgomery on March 15, 2020. Three Turkish men have been sentenced for the killing of Aylin Kurdi, the Syrian toddler whose drowning was the catalyst for the 2015-16 migrant crisis. Bodrum High Criminal Court, Mula, sentenced Sprayli, Esivit Bulentci, and Ali Kanes to 125 years each for the crime of killing with eventual intent, according to a CNN, citing local state-run media. They are said to have been part of a human trafficking ring, and to have been sentenced only after the security forces hunted them down to Turkey's southern province of Adana after an attempt to flee from their trial. Distressing images of Aylin's lifeless body lying on a Turkish beach after the smuggler boat attempting to transport him to Europe sank were widely disseminated by both print and broadcast media, and have since been repurposed into grotesque art installations, public sculptures, graffiti, and costumed protests. In 2015, the images became a powerful tool for anti-borders activists, who used them to stampede European leaders led by Germany's Angela Merkel into adopting the open-door policy which precipitated the migrant crisis which continues down to the present day. While traffickers have now been convicted of Aylin's killing, his father, Abdullah Kurdi, who had been living in Turkey in safety and receiving financial assistance from Canada-based relations for 3 years before he made the fateful decision to attempt a sea crossing to Europe, initially said Western governments were responsible, having refused to accept them as asylum seekers. Abdullah, who also lost his wife and Aylin's brother on the voyage, was himself accused of being the captain of the boat and a people smuggler by other passengers. Two Syrians previously convicted of people smuggling charges in connection with drownings, Muwafaka El-Abash and Asim Al-Frad, levied similar accusations during their trial. Abdullah Kurdi has vehemently denied all such allegations, asking the Daily Mail, "If I was a people smuggler, why would I put my family in the same boat as the other people?" he asked the Daily Mail. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.